Okay, our friends. So we are gearing up for the big old holiday this month. It's Christmas. A lot of people are excited about it. And if you are one of those people, have we got a story for you? There's so much to be thankful for, right? At Christmas time. And it can be very easy to think it's going to be the worst Christmas if things don't go the way you expected them to. So here's a story that's a really good reminder to think and look for the good. Today's story is The Worst Christmas Ever. It was by Kathleen Long Bostrom and Guy Porfirio. And it's read today by Mommy and
Go Go Chicken Wing.
Go-Go Chicken Wing. Are we sure we're going to go with that?
Yes.
Go-Go Chicken Wing. We're moving to California, Dad announced one spring day.
Hear that, Gabriella?
Lucy chirped, hugging her raggedy doll.
We're going to California.
Jabberwocky, Matthew grumbled. I don't want to go.
It'll be an adventure, Mom said.
So there's four people in the family, right? The dad, the little girl, the little boy, and the mom. And it does look like there's a dog in the picture, too. Let's see.
So there's six.
The stuffed animal counts, too? Mm-hmm. Okay. That night, Matthew snuggled under the covers with his old dog, Jasper. Jasper licked Matthew's tears and fell asleep snoring his groggy doggy snore. Dogs do snore, don't they? Spring and summer flew by much too fast. Fall quickly arrived, along with the moving truck. Matthew watched his life being packed away. And then it was time to leave. You know what that feels like, don't you? That's a hard feeling, to see things that you love be put into a box. At his new school, Matthew counted the hours until he could run home to Jasper. At church, nothing felt right. Matthew didn't know the songs. The prayers sounded different. Pastor Parker called him Mark. Outside, everything looked wrong. Trees don't change color here, Matthew said to his mom one October day. Remember when I covered Jasper in leaves? He pictured the old dog bursting through, snorting and sneezing and wagging his tail. Leaves showering around them like autumn fireworks. Have you ever done that? Been buried in a pile of leaves? No, you haven't. But maybe we could go out and do that now.
Yeah.
Fall blended into winter.
Christmas is coming,
Lucy shouted. Let's get out our tree, Mom said. That'll put us in the spirit.
Jabberwocky, Matthew muttered.
No snow. Worst Christmas ever. It'll take a miracle to make it feel like Christmas.
What's a miracle?
Asked Lucy.
Something more wonderful than you could ever imagine, Matthew said. You won't find one here.
Oh, yes, I will,
said Lucy.
I'll find the miracle.
Matthew sighed. Oh, dear. The Christmas tree lot in California was no Martha's Merry Tree Farm. The pines felt prickly and dry. Some were flocked with fake snow and cotton candy colors. So, do you know what it means to flock a tree? Have you ever seen trees that have, they're inside the house, but they look like they've got white snow all over them? Yeah, it's when they put sort of stuff on top of the tree to make it look a certain color. Yeah.
Lucy beamed.
Let's get a pink one.
Green will do, said Dad. After the tree was up, Matthew found Lucy scrambling under her bed. What are you doing? Asked Matthew.
I'm looking for a miracle. You said I couldn't find one, but yes, I will.
No, you won't, Lucy.
Matthew shook his head and he smiled. Just a little. Can you find a miracle under a bed? I don't know. The Sunday before Christmas Eve, Pastor Parker announced,
"We need a family for the indoor nativity. Any volunteers?"
Dad looked at Mom and then raised his hand. Lucy jumped up and down.
Gabriella can be baby Jesus.
That's her doll, right?
Great, said Pastor Parker.
Matthew slid down in the pew. Oh, he looks pretty miserable, doesn't he? For hours, Lucy practiced wrapping Gabriella in toilet paper.
Mary wrapped up baby Jesus just like this,
she explained. Matthew groaned. 3 days before Christmas Eve, Matthew took Jasper to the park. A squirrel darted by, and the dog lumbered across the street and into the bushes.
Jasper, come back!
Matthew called, but Jasper had vanished. Matthew raced home.
Jasper's gone!
He sobbed. The family searched for hours until it was too dark to see. Nothing. We'll make flyers and put them up tomorrow, Mom suggested as Dad called the neighbors. Lucy plopped her box of crayons on the table.
We can use these,
she said. Oh, what a great sister. Why did she say that? Was she trying to help? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, that's the first part of the miracle she's looking for.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful when you see someone who needs help and you can be the one who helps them? That's so great, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The next morning, the neighbors helped hand out the finished flyers, and Dad called the animal shelters and veterinarians to see if anyone had reported a lost dog. But nobody had. Oh, no. That night, Matthew could not sleep. He missed Jasper snuggling next to him and the sound of his groggy doggy snore. No Jasper the next day or the next. Oof, that's got to feel really sad.
Or the next to the next to the next.
Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve arrived, but Matthew didn't bubble with the usual excitement. His spirit felt as flat as a can of stale root beer. It didn't help that Lucy sang "Away in a Manger" to Gabriella over and over.
We're going to Bethlehem tonight,
she announced. It's Bethlehem, Lucy. Bethlehem.
Bethlehem! That's what I said!
Lucy raised her voice even louder.
No crib for a bed!
Matthew jammed his fingers in his ears. And we can see them all putting up their decorations, right? They're decorating their Christmas tree. Look at that Christmas tree. What does that look like?
It looks like ours.
It does, doesn't it? At the Christmas Eve service, Matthew lit his candle and sang with the others. But his heart ached for Jasper, lost somewhere in that terribly silent night. The family slipped out during the last stanza of Joy to the World to dress in their nativity costumes. Mom and Dad as Mary and Joseph, Matthew as a shepherd, and Lucy as an angel. They gathered around the manger on the church's front lawn. Lucy gently placed Gabriella under the blanket in the manger. Others joined the holy, in its own way, family. In the manger, Gabriella looked almost real as everyone sang carols around the Nativity family. A thick fog rolled in, swallowing the tops of the trees and the edges of the church. Matthew closed his eyes and imagined the snow he missed so much. Then Lucy gasped.
Look, everybody, look!
Well, I'm scared to turn the page. I wonder what it is that she's looking at.
Matthew's eyes snapped open. Lucy pointed at the pile of hay in the manger moving.
Gabriella's alive,
Lucy squealed.
It's the Christmas miracle. I told you we'd find the miracle.
Matthew dropped to his knees. He lifted the wriggling blanket in the manger and gasped. What do you think we're going to find?
Turn it.
Jasper. He'd been deep in the hay, stretching in his sleep, jiggling Gabriella, snoring his groggy doggy snore. Matthew buried his face in the dog's fur.
Jasper, you found your way home. It is a miracle. You found your way home.
Jasper snorted, opened his eyes, and licked Matthew's face.
Wow.
Like this.
Good sound effect. Yep.
Matthew looked around. Dad with his arm around Mom, Lucy cradling Gabriella, Pastor Parker, and all the church folks smiling, and Jasper back where he belonged.
Best Christmas ever,
said Matthew. It didn't matter now that there
was... At least the best Christmas pageant.
Well, oh, kind of. That's what they call it when you put on the Christmas play like that. Mm-hmm. It's very commonly done. The nativity play. Yeah. It didn't matter now that there was no snow and that they'd almost had a pink tree. Christmas had come right in the middle of Matthew's feeling lost in the world, just as it had come that first Christmas long ago, ready or not. Yeah, and we can see that they are all happy now, can't we? Yeah, the family is all together, and I think our boy has learned that it is a good Christmas after all.
Yes, that is the
end.